This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Number two. First of all, I want to tell you about a gun I got today. Some of you may have already tried it, and if you have, stop me if you've heard this. And by the way, as soon as the SIG P320s get back, I am taking them back out on the range, and I am going to shoot them half to death. Because I am still convinced, to a degree, that that particular setup of gun may be the future. But I recently discovered CZ. And today I got a P10C. And for all of you that suggested I get a P10C, thank you so much for that. That was some of the best advice I've ever gotten. This gun is the same size as a Glock 19. It will fit into some of the same holsters as a Glock 19. However, it is currently a victim of its own popularity. If you buy the gun, you're going to have a hard time getting spare magazines if that's what you're looking for. I ordered two today, and if they actually show up in a expeditious manner, then I will share who I ordered them from with you. But I am looking forward to this. It is different in the Glock 19 in that it has a little bit of a beaver tail on it compared to the Glock 19, which is always nice. Now, I made reference to this the other day, yesterday, where Republican Governor Brian Sandoval has asked for further legal guidance in response to this shooting for implementation of a voter-approved universal background check law that never took effect. This won by the thinnest of margins last November, but was suspended by Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt over concerns of how it would be applied. Now, Sandoval has asked Laxalt's office to take another look at the law, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He had to pump the brakes on this after receiving a letter from the FBI explaining the state's private party background checks are in the purview of Nevada's own resources as one of the 13 point-of-contact states that conduct their own checks through a central repository. With the federal government declining to process the expanded checks directly and the Nevada Department of Public Safety neither authorized nor funded by the ballot measure's language to run the checks, Laxalt contends the law is unenforceable. Now, here's the thing about this law, because what they're trying to do now is what Obama tried to do. Well, he didn't do it. Tried to do it. He did it. Obama exceeded his authority with certain parts of the Obamacare by not allowing them to be implemented when they were due to be implemented. The way this law is written, this law cannot be changed to fit a situation for 2 years. So that means all of this year and all of next year. So this is the one-year anniversary of it coming up, and November 2018 they could change it. Backers of the measure are threatening a lawsuit, and Sandoval has asked Laxalt to explore the bifurcated approach that would let the FBI handle person-to-person the checks, and the state others. And the Nevada Independent reported this partial point-of-contact concept would split responsibility for background checks between Nevada and the Fed. Evertown President John Feinblatt argues Sandoval should direct state officials to immediately work with the FBI to implement the law, pointing out that nine other states already operate as partial point-of-contact states. It is unconscionable that after months of refusing to enforce the will of the people, the governor is now passing the buck, he said in a statement. He doesn't need another opinion from the attorney general, not the same attorney general who starred in the NRA ads opposing this law. The referendum, backed by the gun control advocates, question one, failed in 16 of the state's 17 counties, with only voters in Clark County approving the measure, in the end passing by around 10,000 votes. And it was funded by $19.7 million, paid almost entirely by Michael Bloomberg. Now, I hate to tell you this, but when you're out there and you're saying that 16 of 17 counties defeated it, you're basically saying that Las Vegas, Clark County, runs the entire state of Nevada, which I'm sure everybody that lives in Nevada doesn't feel that way. That's item number one, getting out there. And here's this is the will of the people, right? Well, what about the will of the people? You know, statistics are going the other way, John. They seem to be going the other way. You don't seem to get that, but they seem to be going the other way, even though you may not understand that. We will see what comes of this. If they change the law, they're going to break their own law. That's all I'm going to tell you. If they change it, they'll break it. Now, what did the NRA actually say? They released a statement on the 5th calling on Congress to allow the ATF to reevaluate bump stocks while Congress gets on with the work people have been waiting for since January 3rd, national reciprocity. Oh, that part got left out by the press. So, in other words, they're calling all members of Congress to squash talk of more gun control by moving the bump stock discussion back where it began in 2010 with the ATF, which is where all these sorts of things happen. You don't have to have a law for each little individual detail. If you're not going to let the ATF do it, then disband the ATF by all means. We don't need the ATF for this, right? That's what you're saying, right? But, you know, actually you do, because they've done it all up to this point. Okay, well, I know it's Friday, big deal. Anyway. So, this statement they put out. They're saying that despite the fact the Obama administration approved the sale of bump stocks on at least two occasions, the NRA is wanting clarification. But then they go on to state that the organization believes devices designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. However, that's not what a bump stock does. So, you know, when it was approved, the ATF saw no need for additional regulations. Rick Vasquez, former acting chief of the firearms technology branch of the ATF, told USA Today that bump stocks were legalized because they are an accessory, not a conversion device, and the distinction between an accessory and a conversion device could not be more important. It is the difference between allowing a semi-automatic to mimic, in short bursts, versus actually converting a semi-automatic into an automatic rifle, which is mechanical. That's pulling it apart and doing things to it. So they're asking Congress to end the gun control talk arising from the bump stock by sending it back to the ATF, away from the Congress purview. They say this with hopes that Congress will then become serious about passing concealed carry reciprocity. Their statement concludes, and this was on the website the whole time, in an increasingly dangerous world, the NRA remains focused on our mission, strengthening Americans' Second Amendment freedom to defend themselves, their families, and their communities. To that end, on behalf of our 5 million members across the country, we urge Congress to pass national right to carry reciprocity, which will allow law-abiding Americans to defend themselves and their families from acts of violence. They're playing give a little, get a little. That's what they're playing. They're playing give a little, get a little. And this is compromise. And I'm not in a compromising mood. I am not in a compromising mood. And that's why while it's good to have the clarity, I think it is tremendously good to have clarity to know what the NRA said, where they're not throwing this under the bus and they're saying, well, you know, this was set, it needs to go back where it came from. On the other hand, doesn't that sort of Doesn't that legitimize the ATF? Sort of. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. If you order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. During the break, I was checking all of my markers, my respirations, my blood pressure because of this next, what we're going to talk about next. He's supposedly a conservative. He's a New York Times columnist named Brett Stevens. And in a Thursday op-ed, he is arguing for a repeal of the Second Amendment, arguing that while gun ownership shouldn't be outlawed, it doesn't need a blanket constitutional protection either. This op-ed, interestingly enough, popped up after the shooting in Las Vegas. And he said, "I have never understood the conservative fetish for the Second Amendment," said Stevens, who's also an MSNBC contributor. He goes on to cite various studies showing that more guns mean more murder and less safety before pushing back on the quaint argument that a well-regulated militia is necessary for the security of a free state. He said, "The Minutemen that will deter Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un are based on missile silos in Minot, North Dakota, not farmhouses in Lexington, Mass." From a personal liberty standpoint, the idea that an armed citizenry is the ultimate check on the ambitions and encroachments of the government power is curious. The Whiskey Rebellion of the 1790s, the New York Draft Riots of 1863, the Coal Miners Rebellion of 1921, the Brinks Robbery of 1981. Does any serious conservative think of these as great moments in Second Amendment activism? Gun ownership should never be outlawed, but it doesn't need a blanket constitutional protection either. And he concludes by guessing that James Madison's response to the increased gun violence in the U.S., he said, "I wonder what Madison would have to say about that today, when more than twice as many Americans perished last year at the hands of their fellows as died in battle during the entire Revolutionary War. My guess, take the guns, or at least the presumptive right to them, away. The true foundation of American exceptionalism should be our capacity for moral and constitutional renewal, not our instinct for self-destruction." Well, Mr. Stevens, you're a moron. You're a moron, you're a moron, you're a moron. Listen, all you got to do is look at smoking. Look at smoking. Now, don't get me wrong. Smoking is bad for your health. It's also legal. Lots of taxes get paid by smokers, and smokers have been relegated to secondhand citizenship because nobody wants to be around secondhand smoke. I mean, there's people that want to. They want to regulate, let's see, they want to regulate smoking inside, they want to regulate smoking outside. So what's left? Where do you smoke? If it's still legal to smoke, if you're still going to sell them, where do you smoke? Plus, the other thing about cigarettes, in places like, how much do they cost it in New York now for a pack of cigarettes? $15 for a pack of cigarettes. And then people wonder why some people like the, I can't remember the young man's name that, was it Earl? No, that was a guy in Baltimore. I can't remember the guy's name that got choked and then passed away. But he was breaking the law by selling individual cigarettes. He was denying New York their taxes. So he was selling individual cigarettes. That's a thing in New York. On the corners, people are standing there selling individual cigarettes because nobody can afford to buy a pack. So, without the constitutional protection there, stupid, they would outlaw it. No matter you sitting there saying, "Well, it shouldn't be outlawed." Well, you're a moron. You are an idiot. You live in a bubble. Get out of the bubble. All these guys. I was talking earlier about Harvey Weinstein, Weinstein, whatever his name is. I don't care. Harvey the sexual predator. Yeah. Back last year, he had plans for a movie called The Senator's Wife, and he announced this on Howard Stern's radio show that he was making a full feature drama to try to destroy the NRA. Now Stern asked him if he owned a gun, and Harvey, the sexual predator, replied that he did not and never would. "I don't think we need guns in this country, and I hate it. I think the NRA is a disaster area." And then he revealed his secret project about the gun rights group. "I shouldn't say this, but I'll tell you, Howard," he said, "I'm going to make a movie with Meryl Streep, and we're going to take this head on, and they're going to wish they weren't alive when I am done with them." Shock Jock asked whether the film was going to be a documentary. Wines Harvey, the sexual predator, that's what I need to call him, said no, it would be a big movie like Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. The title of the film would be The Senator's Wife. He said his vision was to scare people away from firearms. He wants moviegoers to leave thinking, gun stocks, I don't want to be involved in that stuff. It's going to be like Crash and Burn. He is the chairman of Sexual Predator Company, formerly Miramax, and is one of President Obama's biggest fundraisers. He brought in more than $500,000 from his Hollywood friends for the president's re-election campaign in 2012. But the problem is that, you know, the 5 million members of the NRA are just law-abiding people who are active in preserving the right to defend themselves. And he does think that guns are necessary for self-defense, but not in other countries during genocides, and if the are only in other countries during genocides and if the weapon is not personally owned. Stern pointed out inconsistencies to earlier comments about a project about Jews defending themselves during the Holocaust, and the producer replied that the justification for using a gun is when you're marching 500,000 people into Auschwitz. He doesn't seem to know that guns were confiscated prior to that march and that the Jewish people owned, they were all taken based upon a registry. He also said he would have used a gun to stop from going to a concentration camp if he found a gun and if that was happening to my people. You don't find guns out there like you're, when you're playing Pokemon Go, stupid. You either have them, or if you are rounded up and being put on the cattle car, you're not going to trip over one. And by then, it's too late, brother. Before they, and as of yet, that project hasn't ever gotten off the ground, which doesn't surprise me. But they would do very well to consult a history book or two. I didn't expect it to be, well, I don't know why I didn't expect this, though, because they've been quite open about their hate for us. So, while I'm still sitting back at all of this transparency, I just don't understand how they don't know what they're doing. Because most of America is not New York City or Los Angeles or D.C. And you're showing how absolutely ignorant you are of the topic. Brett Stevens, you're showing the epitome of hypocrisy, Harvey, the sexual predator. We see it. We notice it. We're not going to forget it. We're just making note. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Part of the problem that occurred in Las Vegas was probably without too many exceptions, except for the military veterans that might have been there that have seen combat. Nobody there knows what the OODA loop is. OODA loop, that's a term coined by U.S. Air Force Colonel John Boyd. He used that to explain the dynamics of fighter combat and why some pilots succeed when others fail. And he concluded that the outcomes of aerial engagements were often determined by how quickly a fighter pilot can process through the OODA, which means, to observe the enemy, to orient to the stimulus presented by the enemy, D, decide to take action, A, and then act on that decision. And he added loop to this to signify that the process was continuous as long as combat was engaged. That theory is applied now to military strategy and engagements, business strategy, litigation, law enforcement operations, and, of course, personal self-defense. The OODA loop has its place in your toolkit but it's become something of a training catchphrase that is often misunderstood. It is very simple, but a complex summation of how the human brain processes information and how you're going to react. First, you observe what's going on around you using your senses. Then you orient to what is going on around you and put it into context with information rooted in your long-term memory, including training, both good and bad, life experiences, and your genetic heritage. After processing this information, you must come to a conclusion about your surroundings, and you must decide to act or react. And the final stage, if there truly is one, is the physical action. In order to process through the OODA loop, you must first perform a physical action to implement the decision you have made. If your action is appropriate and effective, you begin to gain the upper hand and can often process through more OODA loop cycles at a faster tempo than your adversary, which will lead to victory. An example of OODA loop utilized in Las Vegas would have been to recognize what is going on, to observe what is going on, then to look for the exit, orient, you know where it's coming from. Now you've got to, you've already observed and oriented to the degree to where you know what's happening and you know that there is not that many options for you except to find cover. So the decision has to be to head out. And the final action, of course, is to do that. And doing that means that you're not running in a straight line. You're not running upright or anything. You're running low. You're trying to present as small a target as you can, as fast as you can get out of there. In a self-defense situation, one-on-one, this is where you recognize that now this is real. This is not just words. You now have an imminent threat. As you get ready to, as you orient to that threat, what you're doing is you're coming to the conclusion of what is about to happen. You're assessing this guy. You're looking at him. You know what he's about to do. He has a knife. He has a pole. He has a ball bat. He has a gun. You are orienting to it. Now you have to decide what you're going to do. And there's a lot of things that go into that decision. Are you just going to draw straight out and start blazing away? Are you going to wait till the gun comes off of you? Or are you going to wait if there is no gun? Are you going to draw and decide if he keeps on coming, I'm going to shoot him. If he runs away, I'm going to put it away. And then you have to make that movement. You have to go into it, draw the weapon, present the weapon at whatever moment you have decided is the appropriate moment. And you have to do all of that stuff all of the way. You can't half-step through this. This is one of these things that if you're going to do it, if you're going to carry a gun, if you're going to employ this, you have to do it as if your life depends on it, because it probably does. Failing to act quickly and appropriately, that will result in you losing. That can mean a lot of things. The more defeat you suffer without being able to gain an advantage, the less likely you are to have an effective physical and mental performance. So this puts you are behind the reaction curve at the beginning. You're going to be processing information more slowly, and every time you cycle through the OODA loop, you are at even more of a disadvantage. So once you have done with this, once you've dealt with a threat, you have to start all over again and start looking, observing. You have to decide if there's something else out there. This is this thing where when you go to a class where you're supposed to be looking left and right, this is you looking for the next threat. You have to actively look for the next threat. So it never stops. It keeps on going. And Boyd understood how people process information in combat and that role that training and experience and forethought play in maximizing your ability to be victorious. This is why me, Rob Morse, Masad Ayoub, Mike Parks, Steve Fisher, Tatiana Whitlock, this is why all these people that are either making guns, training people, cops, whatever they are, this is why they constantly are on you about training for the draw stroke, training for the reholster, training to get that first shot off because the hits are going to be what counts, training to understand where you're hitting, training to hit. One of the most important things it can teach you is that your survival skills, such as firearms training and defensive tactics training, has to be encoded into your memory. So in this life or death situation, if it presents itself, then you have to be able to process through the OODA loop as quickly and effectively as possible. So the fastest way to process through it is to quickly orient to what is happening and virtually bypass the decision-making process by already knowing what action to take based upon the stimulus. Boyd called this process of bypassing steps implicit guidance and control. This is an unconscious pre-planned physical response to a known threat stimulus. This is where you see the boxer who just seems to be throwing jabs at exactly the right minute, hitting the guy in the face full on, full power. He's not thinking about it. He is doing implicit guidance and control. He has trained so long that when that opening presents itself, his arm acts almost autonomously. If you're going to try this, if it's going to be effective, you need to be capable of rooting your goal, purpose, tactic, or maneuver into your long-term memory. And you can build these skill sets. It can often be accomplished by using repetitive, emotionally-based interactive training that utilizes at least two human senses and is relevant to the trainee. And when you get that skill set encoded into your long-term memory, the body is physically building synaptic connections between the brain cells. This is the bridge that you're building. So, when you get a greater understanding how this works, how skills training is set into your long-term unconscious memory, and how these can affect your physical response to a threat stimulus, it's easier for you to understand the need for the proper skills training. This is not going to be automatic. This is going to be something you drill into you. This is the way the military does it. Not only can the training assist you in properly orienting and responding to the threat, it can help you avoid improper responses. This is the one thing that I wish more people there had actually had access to. It's out there for all of us to do. This is as important for a Las Vegas-style attack as it would be for a Nairobi-style attack, a Mumbai type attack, or an Aurora type attack. Any of these mass shootings, but equally as important for the individual self-defense setup. Now, when we get back, I want to give you 15 suggestions about how you could deal with something in a mass situation, whether it's a riot, whatever it's going to be. That's when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's
LibertyOnCall.org.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. We know all about Antifa. We know about the Black Lives Matter. We know about all the Soros-funded radical far-left groups. And we know they're not to be taken lightly because they like themselves a little bit of violence. And this all amplified when the Donald took office. Berkeley has blown up a few times. Portland has burned a little bit. Washington, D.C. got trashed during the inauguration. We saw leftist attacks at a college Republicans event at New York University. We've seen basically every major urban city on both coasts explode with violence. And until these jobless, bandana-wearing, woman-beating losers get arrested, America's urban centers will continue to see violence as they continue to rage against freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of religion, and freedom. Just plain old freedom. So, what are you to do? As a regular old God-fearing, America-loving, tolerant, and decent person, what are you supposed to do when these riots, these aren't protests, break out? And these are a few tips that I've gleaned them after, you know, with all the people I've dealt with over time in every aspect of all of the things martial, this is what I've come up with. So, how would you survive a riot? First and foremost, don't go to it. If you don't have to be there, don't. There is no honor in putting yourself in harm's way or taking a brick to the head and getting put in a coma. Leave your ego behind. Don't look for trouble. This is about you going home to your loved ones, not them coming to see you in a hospital bed. Number two. You got to be looking around you. You got to have situational awareness. Always know what's going on around you. Always. At the grocery store, red lights, in your driveway, when you're out in public, at the ATM, anywhere. If you see anything that looks odd, stay away. Number three, depending on where you are, carry a gun every day. Now, depending on what state you live in, you'll have certain options as far as what you carry with you every day when you leave the house. For me, since I live in a free state, I carry a 9mm pistol with an extra magazine, at least, normally two, a pocket knife, a flashlight, and if I'm in the mood to be extremely safe, I might bring pepper spray. And it's all concealed all the time. I don't want to get caught in a situation that requires me to defend myself with some of these tools and then not have any with me. Number four, if you are in it, don't panic. That is not going to help. Rational thinking will. Don't freak out and don't freeze in place and wait for a beatdown. You need to act. You need to move. Which brings us back to the OODA loop. You need to master the OODA loop. If you're a military guy or anyone who's received any kind of tactical training, you know about the OODA loop. Observe, orient, decide, and act. And it has to do with how you handle yourself. Learn how to do it. Practice it, train it, learn it, live it, know it. Number six, know when you are not safe, which that's most of the time. Unfortunately, nowadays, we are not safe most of the time. These rioters who trash their own cities and attack women, they're not like me and you. They're thugs, they're communists, they're far-left progressives. They don't like people like you. They hate freedom. They don't care if children get hurt or if you're with your family. So you don't have to worry about reasoning with them because they're completely unreasonable. That is established. Valueless people act in valueless ways. Know your enemy. Number seven, run if you can. For some of us, that's not that big of an option. I can still run. I don't really want to, though. Number eight, don't wait for the police. If things are out of control, don't wait for the police or the military to save you. You got to save you. You got to act. And the police aren't always going to know who the good guys are and who the bad ones are at first glance. So, and they may not be able to get to you anyway. I've been a bouncer in a nightclub where we've had a fight and it's been so tight in there, we couldn't get to the fight to break it up, so we just sort of sat back and watched it. Now, if you have to, join in. Take off your Trump hat. Blend into the crowd, only for as long as you have to get out and get where you need to be. This is your safety we're talking about. This is your survival. Number 10, don't look like a target. Cowards in masks attack targets. It's what cowards do, so don't look like one. If you're hunched over and your face on your phone and not paying attention, that will project weakness and paint you as a target to rioters. Walk upright, look them in the eye, and if they do come at you, start issuing strong verbal commands to show them you mean business and tell them to back off. So, number 11, if you need to hide, hide. Plain and simple. If it's so bad that you have no way to get out, and there's a safe place for you to lock down for a while, like if you have your kids with you and you can't evade danger, then hide. A house, a locked door, anything where your safety is guaranteed. But then this brings us to number 12, never get backed into a corner. If you get put up against a wall or backed into a corner with a mob of violent morons coming at you, you are going to absorb a beating, so don't do it. Stay out of the corner. Evade, evade, evade. Number 13, if you can, stay in a pack. There is truth to the old adage, there is safety in numbers. Stay with others or find some like-minded people and join them. Your chances of coming out unscathed than walking away. Always better if you have others to help watch your back. Don't get divided. If you'll notice, these Antifa like to circle one person. And then the guy who hit the guy with the bike lock, he came out from behind one of his brethren, so he wasn't seen coming. He popped the guy in the head with the bike lock, and then he pulled back and he went away hiding. And he did that a bunch of times, and very soon I hope he's sentenced if he hasn't already been sentenced. Number 14, never start a fight, but know how to finish it. This one is paramount. If you're not already, you need to get trained so you'll know how to fight if you have to. And listen, Jason Coral, Jeet Kune Do master, Wing Chun master that's been on the show before, he recommends learning one punch and one kick. Mastering one punch and one kick. Mastering it with both hands, the punch. The thing you're wanting to do is you're wanting to basically cold cock somebody to where they are shocked, because the next thing you need to be doing is making like Bob Hayes, the old world's fastest human pro football player. You need to go and get going. You have to know real life stuff that will let you incapacitate your attackers and save your life. Now, you can learn Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Muay Thai, Wing Chun, Aikido, Krav Maga, Jeet Kune Do, whichever one you want to take. But it is believed by certain people that if you can master one or two punches and a kick and know a couple of other things, you will have the upper hand to begin with. You will be dealing with a group. That's the thing to keep in mind. Number 15. And this is also of paramount importance. Never brandish a weapon unless you have to. And this is your last resort at this moment. If you're carrying a weapon, and it could be a gun or a knife or an asp, you have to genuinely fear for your life and or the life of others you're with to legally use it. And remember that weapons are tools that you use when you need to. Do not Rambo up. And no matter how you think a shootout will go down, it's not going to go down that way. You are not in the movies. If you have to fight, learn how to fight with your weapon. Sometimes you might not need to draw, but if you do, be sure you've been trained and know how to use it. Your weapon, by the way, your handgun is an excellent punching tool. I don't know if you know that. Excellent punching tool. Excellent slapping tool. I mean, if you draw and this guy's all up on you and everything, pop him in the side of the head with your weapon. Then when it comes to time to identify him, just say, pull his DNA off the side of my weapon. Be glad I didn't shoot you. Be glad I only slapped you with it. Right now everybody's going, Bill, this is so harsh. Yeah. We just had a very harsh week. We had a very harsh thing that I've been knowing. This is the part I can't stand. I have been waiting for it to happen. I've just thought it was going to happen. And I hate it when I'm right. I hate it when I am right. Now, I talked about having the gun conversation. I'm going to lay out the parameters under which we can have the gun conversation starting on hour number 3 when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.